the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome along to the Specials Podcast on a Friday afternoon with my good friend, Reality Rob Dixon. Hello.
Good afternoon. A friend now, am I?
Yeah, well, you know, it's taking this long, I suppose, isn't it? My name's Lee Phelps, so we're going to have a look at Celebrity Big Brother. I think it finishes this weekend.
It finishes tonight.
Wow.
It's gone beyond this weekend, Lee. It doesn't get to the weekend. It finishes tonight.
It seems to me one of those shows that might just continue forever.
Or if you're listening to it tomorrow, it finished last night. This next 10-minute segment will be completely wasted on you.
But hopefully it'll prove how good you are at tipping winners, Rob. The Voice, we'll talk about that. The Jump, which I enjoyed a lot last weekend. The Oscars, the BAFTAs, Top Gear specials, Eurovision, Brit Awards, film specials, James Bond, music, weather, royal and next pope. We won't talk about all those, but they're all there. Celebrity Big Brother, first of all. Scott Timlin is now the 8-11 favourite as we record. 13-8, Tiffany Pollard to be the last woman standing, or last person standing. 8-1, Stephanie Davis to win. 20-1, Daniela Westbrook. 20-1, Darren Day. And 50-1, John Partridge. Interesting, Rob, that, you know, the kind of the solid... This was a house full of reality stars that many people didn't know, and even a reality audience, i.e. Tiffany Pollard, and Stephanie Davis wasn't the most well-known person, was she? But still, the three absolute celebrities who everyone knew in this country are still there, and that's John Partridge, Darren Day, and Daniela Westbrook. It's like they're the kind of they're the traditional celebrities, if you like, versus the kind of reality upstarts here.
Yeah.
And the upstarts are the ones who are the favourites. Are we missing a trick here, Rob? Some big prices about those three there.
Have many of them been up for a nomination? Yeah, they've been. Daniela seems to be a permanent nomination victim over the last few weeks. John Partridge was same, but they've never really. I mean, Daniela's been more in danger of going. She's been favourite for two of the last three evictions, but obviously Gemma Collins went last week. So
I still don't understand this Tiffany Pollard thing, but
it's a strange one. I wish she's come across as a really sort of likable character in the same way that it's a strange comparison, but you tend to see in the jungle when they tend to pick that one person to get the sound bites and stuff in the diary room. In the Bush Telegraph. She's been that sort of person in this. She's had plenty enough airtime to win this. I wonder now in the last sort of 48, 72 hours if it's just started to go against her now. There was rumours of the sort of secret boyfriend that the papers picked up on, and it seems to have been a pretty negative. Being an American contestant, you don't need too much sort of negativity to go against you in a show, in a foreign show for them. You saw with sort of Spidey a few years ago. Gary Busey was the only one that really sort of bucked the trend of winning, and he, to this date at the moment, is the only person to have won. A foreign person to have won one of these shows, and the market seems to be heading towards sort of Scott Timlin. Stephanie Davis was as short as 7-2 a few days ago, but the trick, so to speak, that Gaz of Geordie Shore pulled last night was
why has this never happened before?
I don't know.
If no one knows, explain what it was. If people haven't heard,
basically what happened was that he put out and he said, "Look, I've got time for a chat and stuff. Here's the number, come and have a chat."
Yeah.
And all these people rung up.
Of course.
But sheep to the farm, isn't it? All these people rung up, and it turned out it was the voting number for Scotty for Big Brother. So I mean,
superb. I love it. Absolutely love it.
I mean, that seems to have spooked the market massively now, because the polls still have Tiffany leading. A couple of the polls I've seen have only got Scotty down in third, yet he's 8-11 to win, so... Yeah, I wouldn't be touching the 8-11, but unfortunately for the market, seems definitely today to have spoken. Plus the fact that you've had your Charlotte Crosby and Vicky Pattinson winning from I'm a Celebrity from Geordie Shore, and
Yeah, it seems to have a big gap.
I mean, he's the least... He'd probably be the least deserving winner of those three, definitely. He'd probably be one of the least deserving winners, actually, of the whole sort of 14, 15 Celebrity Big Brother shows, because he hasn't really done a lot. There's been no sort of controversy, but maybe with the help of people outside the house, he's peaked at exactly the right time.
So I've walked in and I've said to you, ah, you're Reality Rob Dixon, aren't you? You know everything about reality TV. I haven't had a bet yet. Celebrity Big Brother, who should I put my money on?
I'd back the two girls. I'm not sure which one would. Of the two that I think can win, Tiffany and Stephanie. What I would back, instead of that, I'd say, ignore you outrightly.
Oh.
Go to gender of winner.
Right.
And back top female.
Okay.
Or a female winner at 11 to 10, and then at least it doesn't really matter which one of the two could win.
Right, fine. Thank you for that, says the person who never had a bet. What about the the eighth eviction? I can't believe it's only the eighth eviction. It's been on for like 8 months.
Yeah.
John Partridge is 8 to 11 favourite. Daniela Westbrook, 11 to 10. Darren Day, 10 to 1. Stephanie Davis, 16s, 50s. Scotty T and Tiffany Pollard is the same price. I mean, when you look at the outright prices and you look at those eviction prices, I suppose you'd say to yourself, well, if Darren Day and Daniela Westbrook are both 20 to 1 to win, why is Darren Day 10 to 1 to be the next one to go when Daniela Westbrook's 11 to 10?
Yeah, good point, Lee. Am I meant to now answer it?
No, just if it's a good point, I'll leave it
there. I think Darren tends not to...
He'll be middle of the road. He won't win, but he won't go first.
He's your middle of the road. But, I mean, on a vote to save, then I suppose Daniela's been the last couple that she's just about survived. The market...
I can see him being Fav.
There's a lot of swings and roundabouts on this market. Yeah. I've never known a Celebrity Big Brother show where there's been so many sort of insiders gaining information, and the gambles have been landing. So I would probably wait and see what's gone blue on Odds Checker and bet that, because that's the way the market unfortunately has been going. Mm. Only thing I can tell you from the 36 hours it's been on site is that the John Partridge has been better back than Daniela. So. That maybe is a tip in itself.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good luck with your bets. So you're doing it in play?
Yeah, 9 p.m. tonight, Channel 5.
Brilliant. So if you like a reality in play bet, then make sure you're on the williamhill.com website. The Voice continued last week, and we finally got an act who made people sit up and take notice, and that was Kevin Sim, ex of Liberty X. 7-2 favourite is Cody Frost, 5-1. Lydia Lucy, 9-1. Beth Morris is 10s. Harry Fisher, 10s. Jay Seeley was another new act, I think, last week. First cut is the deepest. Yeah. He's got into the betting at 20-1. Lauren Lapsley Brown is also 20s. 25-1 Dino. Lyrical, 25s. Then 33-1 and bigger, the rest of them. I mean, he was the first act where you went, geez. You actually can see.
Been first act for about 3 weeks. Did we actually think that they might have a chance of getting to the final?
Amazing, that, isn't it?
Yeah. What's he got going for him? He's at a sort of age I would say would be good for him to win. He's not the young sort of upstart, and no. I think he'd be quite happy with a second chance. I think he'd be quite happy just to toe the party line, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Middle of the road England would probably be quite happy that he's there. The downside is they tend not to go for the ones that have already been sort of a successful pop act, and you sort of wonder why he's on a show like this almost for a second chance at fame, isn't he? You think he made enough money surely through Liberty X, and he obviously didn't marry the cricketer, so we'll have to...
One interesting thing is that we talk about YouTube views a lot when we're talking about X Factor and Strictly. So far, he's polled 709,000 YouTube views, and that's comfortably more than anyone else in the competition. I mean, the closest to him is probably... I mean, even from the first few weeks, Lydia Lucy, 556, Harry Fisher, 415. We're obviously, like, you know, big numbers, but they've already been up there for a good week or two. There's others in the hundreds of thousands.
Is that the most? 700.
I think Cody Frost has probably got more, but she's been on there since the first week.
Stick them in order.
In order?
Yeah. Where on the right hand side?
That is in order.
Most popular.
Oh, most popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that'll give you like from 9 million from like when it was popular.
Oh, does it not do it from this
no,
year?
No, not from this year. But right. I think Cody Frost has got more.
Yeah.
He's got like 800,000.
But then
Butch
Cody's
been up
had
there.
Another 3 weeks of...
Exactly. So, I mean, straight in there. So he's obviously, you know, he's popular. He's got people's attention. So
yeah.
You can understand why he's the favourite. We'll see. I mean, 72 looks a bit short to me.
No, I think 72 is all right.
Okay.
I think 72 is all right based on the fact that we haven't seen anybody for about 3 weeks. And as soon as Punters sort of woke up, Punters were just about to fall asleep on the old show, and then suddenly he comes on back end of last week's show and scrambling for betting accounts, aren't they, to have a bet. But, yes, 7-2s. 7-2s. He's deserved favourite. I'll give a price till the cows come home. I can't... How much shorter does he get before the live shows? I don't know.
No.
We'll wait and see. Another 2-3 weeks, I think, of these auditions still to go. So
the jump... started last weekend.
I enjoyed the jump.
I did as well.
The punters didn't.
Beth Tweddle.
It was like pulling teeth at one point.
Beth Tweddle was good, wasn't she? A justified favourite, 11-4. 4-1 for Superman, Dean Kane. Mark Francis Vandelli did all right as well, to be fair. He's 11-2. Sid Owen, he's got some serious bags under his eyes, that guy, hasn't
exactly.
he?
Exactly.
He looks like he's been through a tough life. 7-1. 8-1, Linford Christie. I didn't actually see Linford Christie compete, did you?
I
must have missed that bit.
What at first? I think it might have been first on.
8-1. Brian McFadden, 10-1. Tamara Beckwith did really well in her duel with the unfortunate Rebecca Adlington. She's 12-1. Tina Hobley, 14s. Rebecca Adlington, who dislocated her shoulder, is 16-1. I know it was Sarah Harding who beat Rebecca Adlington, I think.
Yeah.
I think it was Tamara Beckwith who went up against Tina, I guess. I don't know. I've forgotten already. James Argent, 33-1, who doesn't look good in ski clothes. That's what I gained. Rebecca Adlington still in it?
Well, they left it last week with the fact that they're seeing.
Left it hanging, a bit like a shoulder.
They've left it hanging like a shoulder, and I can't see her being. There's been no official announcement, but I genuinely.
She said it was worse than childbirth, didn't she?
Well, she's making a meal out of childbirth, isn't it? Childbirth can't hurt, can it?
You were probably there. How loud were the screams?
No, my wife had an cesarean, so she was just quite as about. I powered her up on morphine, didn't I?
Oh, brilliant. And more stories from Mrs. Dixon's childbirth next week on the podcast. Right, okay, that's the jump. Have we got any thoughts on the jump? I mean, it's hard to see past Beth Tweddle.
No,
she's competitive. She's very good at stuff.
Yeah.
Top three finish, 10-11. That looks a bet, unless she picks up an injury.
Yeah, it's so injury-based, isn't it? Mm. That's the problem.
You've got to think, though, with some of the ones who've done skiing before, the ones who were really scared, Sarah Harding looked really scared, but she just got on and did it, didn't she?
Yeah.
You know, there was no... worries there. I mean, you know, was it her who tumbled? Which one? Oh, Tamara Beckwith had a bit of a tumble,
fell,
didn't she?
Yeah. She rung her mate who fell last year. I go, I fell.
A few of the markets here as well, though. Top female, top male, and gender of winner. So, interesting. All we need is a few bets on it, from Rob's point of view. Elsewhere, Oscars. I've watched two more Oscar Best Picture films. I've watched The Big Short, which was good. But I found it quite confusing. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Didn't you find it a bit confusing at times? Like, they were just chatting away, and I was like, what are they on about?
Yeah, you do get...
Spotlight, I'm going to watch that soon.
Yeah, Spotlight was the winner last week of the Guild Awards last week in the States, so the market's moved a little bit while we were chatting about...
It's a really interesting market, though, isn't it?
Because it is this year.
Seldom do we have... I mean, The Revenant is an absolute epic. I've watched that, and I mean, the problem with that, reading up on it, is that Tom Hardy, who's in one of the lead roles, has decided not to do any of the press for the Oscars, so they've kind of maybe gone against him a little bit on that, it's a hell of a watch.
Room's the one, out of the eight, Room's the one that we've been sort of laying bits and pieces of over the last few days, sort of 66-1 last weekend into 33 now, but... Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if The Revenant picks up another one of these awards in the next few weeks, and then it is a genuine three-horse race.
I mean, Best Director, Alejandro González Iñárritu is 11-10 to win Best Director for The Revenant, and you'd have to say that I think that's a good bet, because you know it was a tortuous filming process. He had lots to deal with. He still managed to direct this epic in terrible conditions as well. I think that's one of my favourite bets in the Oscars at 11-10.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to touch the... Because I don't think... I mean, George Miller, Mad Max, It's a fantastic film. Don't get me wrong. I love it. It's probably my favourite film of any of the Oscar ones that I've watched.
Yeah.
But I think there were more challenges on the Revenant.
Yeah, I think the sort of backstory, obviously, with the conditions and everything.
1-25 DiCaprio now.
1-25 and he doesn't lose. So.
Wow. It'd be a surprise if he lost. Best Actress, we're looking at another shorty. 1-12 for Brie Larson in Room. Best Supporting Actor is the one that people have been talking about. I think that's the worst. I mean, if Sly Stallone wins for Creed, it's just an absolute travesty. Because, yeah, I mean, all he does is like, he puts on a... His hair gets thinner and he just sits in a chair a bit. It's not like... I understand when actors portray a harrowing illness. It's not like that. He just talks like he always talks.
He's not really...
Have you seen it?
Yeah. I've seen bits of it. I've seen... clips of it.
It's not.
I
watched it all, and it's not even that good a film. I can't. It'd be a scandal, really, if he wins that.
Yeah.
Christian Bale's better in the Big Short for me. Tom Hardy's much better in The Revenant. I mean, he's filled with menace and all this. I haven't watched Spotlight or Bridge of Spies, so I can't comment on Mark Rylance or Mark Ruffalo. But 4-11, shocker, absolute shocker. He's going to win it as well, isn't he? Best Supporting Actress, Alicia Vikander in Danish Girl, 4-6. Haven't seen that. Haven't seen Rooney Mara in Carol. Kate Winslet in Steve Jobs or Jennifer Jason Leigh in The Hateful Eight. Nor have I seen Rachel McAdams in Spotlight, so I'm ill-advised to
give bets. Can I give you some podcast homework next week, Lee? Go and watch a film.
I've not watched any of these ones with women in. I need to watch more. I do want to watch three of those. I want to watch The Hateful Eight next, but it's just too long to get through. next on the list of TV specials... BAFTAs?
Talk about there? Yeah, but it's next weekend, BAFTA, so we're get a bit more in depth.
I'll watch some more films by then.
Yeah, hopefully some more films will have been watched by Lee, who will sort of understand what's going on.
But in the Brits, best film, 11-10 Spotlight, 2-1 The Big Short. It's the flipped way around, isn't it? The other way around. So that's what you're saying. If Spotlight wins the BAFTA, maybe it'll shorten up even more.
Yeah.
For the best film at the Oscars.
Yeah.
Interesting. Anything else? Top Gear specials. Are these in
Top
light
Gear
this
specials,
week?
Yeah. Matt LeBlanc, named as the surprise co-host, one of the co-hosts for Chris Evans. They were very keen on a woman to be involved as one of the presenters. So this is for the next presenter. And Sabine Schmidt, who... regular listener, regular watchers of Top Gear will know that she was involved quite a lot in the previous show.
Right.
A German touring car driver,
yeah,
I believe.
And the baby, and Radio Times saying that this is on Thursday at 3:10 p.m. that the BBC is believed to be on the brink of confirming that she will be on the show. Isn't the Radio Times connected to the BBC in some way? That seems like a good tip, but it's 1-6. Natalie Pinkham, I know her brother, Sam Pinkham. So yeah. I could always ask him if he's anything.
Pinky Pinkham.
Top Gear Special's done that. Eurovision Song Contest, any more on that?
No, Melody Festival Ireland starts this week, if you want a bet on that.
All right, thanks.
Check the site. Very good website. I will name esctips.com as... We will get used to naming that for the next few months, but they've got all the clips and rehearsals, and there's a few betting tips on there. Should you go and find it?
Okay. When are the Brit Awards? February the 24th. We've got a little bit of time for that, haven't we? Short prices there again.
Four favourites getting shorter.
Yeah, nice. Just what you want, that, isn't it?
Yeah, lovely.
Film, James Bond, music, weather, Royal Pope.
Yeah, about that.
Nothing else?
No, can I go now?
Yes, thank you very much, Rob. You're free to go home. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you've got any thoughts on any of the markets that we've discussed, then it's @reality_Rob on Twitter. I'm @LeePhelps. We'll be back next week for more of the same. In the meantime, if you're having a bet on any of the markets that we've discussed, very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.